Looking to learn more about the Instagram algorithm? Have a passion for mental health and wellness? Look no further. My name's Kayla, and I'll be your host over here at Marketing and Mental Health, Instagram Algorithm, and more. Hey guys, welcome to Marketing Friday. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, why not? You can connect with me over at KaylaTheNap on Instagram and have a chance of choosing the topic for our next Whatever Wednesday. But how good it is for building a community. Like, it's a love-hate relationship. Honestly, some days I can't stand it, but everyone's on Instagram. It's a good place to be if you want to build a community, so that's what our chat's going to be. I am actually going to pull back a bit on Instagram posting-wise, like go to 3 or 2 times a week posting and making sure that it is really intentional and aesthetically pleasing content, because me posting 5 days in a row and then getting super busy and not posting for a week is kind of flagging the algorithm to be like, hey, this person's not consistent, let's not reward them by showing their posts to anybody. I'm going to still be consistent in my Instagram stories, but that's really because I enjoy them a lot. I love hanging out with my little community, and I have been seeing the numbers grow and more people interacting with my stuff in my stories, which is super exciting, so I'm going to keep doing that. Okay, this isn't funny, but I find it funny. I was actually thinking about this a few days ago. I'm super interested in the anti-MLM community, and I've been thinking about maybe starting a YouTube channel just about anti-MLM content and stuff. And so if I did that too, I knew that I wasn't going to have a ton of time to continuously create content for Instagram and continuously show up on there. So that's part of the reason that I'm going back a little bit. But just as a joke, I had a fleeting thought of rigorously posting like a hunbot and seeing what it did to my Instagram community. And ultimately I decided not to, because I have a bunch of people I know IRL on my Instagram, and like, I'm not trying to overdo it. Anyways, this week has been super slow on IG. I've made about 2 more followers this week, but I think that that's fine considering I've been way less consistent and Instagram is totally punishing me. Since I am planning on pulling back a little bit from posting each week, hashtags are something that I'm doubly focusing on. There was a YouTuber, and I cannot remember for the life of me whose video I saw this in. It wasn't Modern Millie. I keep going back to Modern Millie, but she is an incredible resource on her YouTube channel for anything Instagram related. Anyways, it was grabtag.com that this influencer was talking about, and it's a free, super cool resource that you can research hashtags and compare them. Honestly, it's so freaking helpful. So now, taking that a step further, say you go to GrabTag, you make your own resource of hashtags, you take the ones that you selected, you want to actually get on Instagram and start seeing their relevance. And what I mean when I say that is to see if they're active or not, because a hashtag might show up as 500 uses and you're like, oh cool, I could definitely get to the top page of this one, but it might not have been used since 2018, and a hashtag with 50,000 uses may not have been used since 2018. I mean when I say active is that if the top posts within those tags are not only old, but are lacking a lot of interaction, like comments and such, then they're not actually active. A little hack, though, is that if you're looking into a hashtag, you want to look at those top posts, and obviously you don't want to copy the post, but you want to make sure that your photos are kind of looking like them aesthetically. As far as the feel for the post and to see how many comments and likes they've gotten, that will let you know what to expect and kind of how to curate your content. Now, obviously, if you're using a hashtag with 1.5 million or 900,000 uses, someone like Kay Jenner or Kay Kardashian could be using them, and obviously that's not really obtainable for the common human beings like you and I. Something that Modern Millie actually taught me about via her YouTube channel is that if you take the likes and comments, you add them up, and you divide them by 9, you'll get a number. The number that you should get should be either equal or less than your active average engagement rate. I say use that hashtag if you can find one that's like the same, around the same engagement rate. She calls it a bullseye hashtag, and I think that's pretty rad. Now, don't forget that Instagram is actually becoming quite the SEO search engine. I'm thinking like a type of Pinterest search engine where pictures do a lot of the heavy lifting, but making sure that descriptions are actually describing the photos and what's going on in them is going to become so important. Like, don't get me wrong, hashtags might be super helpful, but if you're noticing that they're not working properly, focus on networking and SEO. SEO is never a bad thing to work on, seeing as every search engine ever uses SEO to find content that they deem valuable. Adam Ivey is another YouTuber who has a ton of resources, and I'm going to tell you about a short video that he posted right after this quick sponsored message. Adam Ivey has a neat and short video on YouTube all about hashtag usage, and he has an interesting method of interacting with hashtags. His method says to take 5 hashtags that you're planning on using and interact with 5 posts from each hashtag that you genuinely like. Now, that's 25 post interactions, so quite a lot, but honestly, it never hurts to try something new, and this podcast is all about an everyday person who doesn't have a giant community trying to build one on Instagram by following tips from successful creators and what has worked for them. Another interesting tip of Adam Ivey, and one that he gives us for free, is to only use 28 hashtags on your regular posts, being not reels or IGTVs or stories, and to not use any hashtags every 8 to 10 posts to give the algorithm a break. Something that I've learned is that creating posts that are a healthy mix of text posts, carousels, selfies, or outfit shots is equally important to all the previous hashtaggy things that I've mentioned. For instance, Vanessa Lau is a YouTuber who talks a lot about Instagram, and she talks about the importance of perhaps posting a picture of you to stop someone scrolling with a clear call to action like scroll to the left for the full story, followed by a carousel of like 3 text posts explaining something of value to your audience. So as an example, maybe that looks like a super cute photo of you on the beach, and when someone scrolls to the left, they get 3 quick tips about how to make every day end on a positive note. Or maybe you're a baker and you post an absolutely delicious looking meal, followed by 2 or 3 photos, so when your audience slides to the left, they see the ingredients and the directions for making the meal. Anything that you can do to keep your community on your post longer, and maybe even save that post, will cause that post to boost a little bit, and it will help you out in the long run. Okay, that's it. That's what I have for you on this Marketing Friday. I know it was short, simple, and sweet, so connect with me over on Instagram at @KaylaTheKnapp to make your voice heard so that we talk about the topic that you choose for your next Whatever Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and share with a friend so that we can continue building this community of authenticity. I look forward to chatting with you on Monday. We'll chat soon.